Yeah, okay, let's get going then.
好，我们继续下半堂课。
Okay, we might have an early finish today because there's this eclipse happening.
我们今天也许会提早结束，因为今天会有日食，大家要去看日食。
And it's probably not as important as learning doctrine, but it only happens once a year, I guess.
No, in 100 years.
What? What sort of eclipse is it?
Well, no. Maybe in Taiwan? Because in some parts of the world, you have different times.
Oh, that's right, yeah. Okay.
It's not like everywhere.
I've never seen one.
Yeah, in Asia, this is in our life. Maybe this is the only time.
Okay.
Oh.
Okay, so it's a very important event then. So. More important than Bible class.
刚才听说那个当然上 Bible 课上圣经课应该比这个看日食要重要，但是后来发现很可能这是我们生命中唯一的一次机会，所以呢我们等一下还是要去看。
Okay. Anyway, so we're back in the lesson.
我们回到课堂。
Okay, so looking at phase number two again, phase number two, that's your spiritual life.
基督徒的第二阶段，生命的第二阶段是属灵生活。
And then phase three, of course, is when you die or if the rapture occurs first.
那第三阶段呢，就是我们死了，得到永生，或者是也许我们在生命中突然就是发生了这个被提的状态，我们就得到永生。
Remember in Hebrews 10:25, it finishes off that verse by saying we're looking forward to the approaching day. This is why we need to keep encouraging each other. I'll bring up the Easter one and then go over to Hebrews 10:25.
我们再过去看一下这个希伯来书十章二十五节。
Because this is talking about the spiritual life, of course.
这也是在谈我们的属灵生活。
That's phase two.
这是我们的第二个阶段。
The writer, he's telling the people, encourage from the word of God so much more as you see the day approaching. So more so, as you see the day, what is the day? The day means the day of the rapture.
You mean we get more encouragement?
No, he's saying it's even more important. The closer that you get to death or the closer that the rapture could be appearing, this is more reason to keep being encouraged from the word of God.
这个十章二十五节在讲，就是说，我们越靠近了我们被提的日子，我们更要得到这个神的话语的鼓励。
Yeah, you have this word malon here in the Greek, and malon means even more. So, really, we're being encouraged. If you've been doing studying for half an hour a day, make it an hour. If you've been doing 1 hour, make it an hour and a half. That kind of thing.
所以呢，其实我们当我们越日子越靠近。被提的那个时间，我们自己一定要感觉到说，我们更需要神的话语的这个鼓励。所以我们应该是每天如果读经半小时的，要改成一小时；读了一小时的，要改成两小时。
And when the writer of Hebrews wrote this, remember the Jerusalem was about to be destroyed, actually. So from that point of view, they had a day that was approaching for them, a very important day of judgment. The writer of Hebrews writing to the Jews in Jerusalem.
要记得了，希伯来书是当时要写给那些在耶路撒冷的那些人。
But you know, for all of us, there is a day coming when you run out of time. You've run out of time to live the spiritual life.
所以，但是对我们所有人也是一样的，就是当时在希伯来书写的时候，是那些这个耶路撒冷将要被毁了，而对我们来说也是一样，我们也越来越没有时间了。所以我们必须要对神的话语的渴望要更大更烈。
So getting back to the chart here, phase one was very short. That's over in a matter of 0.7 of a second. And phase three goes on for eternity. But phase two, this is a limited period of time.
我们回到这个表哈，第一阶段呢，我们花 0.7 秒就做了决定，我们就得救了。但是属灵生活的这个时间呢，虽然好像很长，但其实也非常有限。
And then we have phase three. So once you get into eternity, then everything that you've done with the spiritual life has been done. There's no more opportunities.
因为当我们到了第三阶段，就是永生的阶段的时候，我们就已经所有该属灵生活能做的就已经做完，就是结束了。他没有，也没有再有机会在永生的这个阶段去学习属灵生活的阶段可以学的东西。
Now this chart here, this also relates to the chart we just saw, but this is specifically relating to righteousness and sanctification.
所以呢，我们现在看这一张图表哈，这个图表跟刚才的那个图表，它呢是不一样，是在于这是在谈这个所谓的神的公义。那在同样，它还是被分成三个阶段，我们得到什么样的神的公义？
Okay, and remember, this is only referring to God's righteousness. It's not the fake righteousness from religion.
而这个呢，是在谈的是神的真正的真实的公义，而不是那些来自宗教的假公义。
And there is a difference. See, righteousness, we talk about being good or without sin. Really, that's what righteousness means. It's the opposite of sin or something being sinful. Righteousness is without sin.
所以我们要先理解所谓的公义的意思是什么？就是无罪，就是罪的另外一个方向，就是不是罪的话，就是公义。
And the word sanctification really relates to being separated out from something, or being separated from your sin, and then being put into a position of righteousness. So it's sort of the same thing, but it's a slightly different aspect of it.
好，我们现在看这个表的第三个栏，第三栏，第一栏是阶段，第二栏是公义的形式，第三个阶段呢是成圣的形式。所以什么叫成圣呢？成圣就是不属罪，就把罪去除的过程。
In Greek you have the word hagios, and hagios is what they translate here as sanctified usually.
好，在希腊文里面有一个字叫 hagios。好，就是 hagios 上面这个字呢，是希腊文里面它就是一个，就是说成圣的这个字。
But often they'll use the word holy as well, and holy also means to be sanctified. So these are synonymous terms.
另外一个字叫 holy, 其实它的意思就是圣洁。
And usually sanctified happens in the passive tense. It means that you are being sanctified by God.
上面的这个被圣洁化，好，常常都用这个所谓被动词的原因，是因为我们是被神给洁净的。
Or it can be used as an adjective, like in 1 Peter chapter 2, for example, it says like, you are holy priests. As priests in Jesus Christ, we are holy. And that would be an adjective.
好，那同时呢，在彼得一书的二章里面呢，有用到一个形容词的方式呢，就是我们被洁净，被圣洁化。
Now in Latin, it comes across as the word sanctos or some variation of sanctos.
拉丁文里面有另外一个，这个字呢叫 sanctos.
Yep, and from this in English, then we get the word sanctify, which is the verb, or sanctified like this, having been sanctified, I guess.
好，这个 sanctos 就是英文的话就是 sanctify, 就是圣洁、yeah. 或者是被圣洁。
Okay, and only God can sanctify something. So, you know, we are sanctified by God means God has taken you out of your place of being in sin and he puts you in position with Jesus Christ.
而这个圣洁呢，圣，成圣呢，都是用被动式，因为神他把我们从罪中拯救出来，变成是在洁净的位置，成为成圣的状态，所以他是只有神可以来把我们圣洁化。
Just to give you another example of how this word is used, we have the word sanctuary, which means a place that's been set aside for a specific purpose.
有另外一个字，他也介绍给我们呢，这个字是说被特别的一个理由被摆在一个位置。
In the Bible, it's mentioned that there are sanctuary cities where if somebody had done a crime or something like that, they could go to these specific places. Excuse me, they have them in America as well, actually, for illegal immigrants. It's a place where people can go and they're immune from, you know, from being taken away or something.
这个就好像那个拘留所一样，就是说，比如说有一些这个字哈
，sanctuary，
好，这个字呢是就好像有一些，比如说非法移民要被送遣返之前被集中摆在一个的地方，就用这个字 sanctuary。
And sometimes you have like nature sanctuaries. for example, some people that are trying to look after a particular species of bird or animal. And so they'll say, okay, this is a sanctuary for them and nobody can hunt in this area and you can't put other animals in the area.
那我们还有把这个字用在所谓的nature sanctuary, 就是自然保护区。好，也是用这个字，就是保护区。你可以在这个地方看到一些非常稀少的鸟类啊什么的，那就是也用了这个字。
When I was a teenager, I used to like snorkeling, swimming with the snorkeling gear. And we had one place that I went to one time. It was a fish sanctuary. And I thought, how does that work? It's a fish sanctuary. You know, they say people can't fish in the area.But how do the fish know it's a sanctuary? You know, they're all just going to swim away, right?
他说那个 King 他小时候呢常常会去浮潜、哦、那他到那个地方呢是一个那种鱼类的保护区，他就觉得很奇怪了，鱼怎么会留在保护区，他怎么知道那个地方是保护区，他怎么 不会游到别的地方去，就要留在这个地方呢，因为那个保护区是代表是人在那边是不能钓鱼不能捕鱼的。
Yeah, because they didn't have any walls up or anything like that. There were signs for the people, you can't fish here. But there wasn't a sign for the fish saying, you have to stay here.
他说那个区域呢，基本上是不准捕鱼，所以他们在那个岸边都有写说你不可以捕鱼。好，但是呢，鱼又不，那个区又没有用网子或墙给隔起来，那为什么那些鱼就一定要知道它要留在保护区呢？
And when we went swimming, there were so many fish. I was amazed, actually. And I thought,
但是他说他去浮潜的时候，他却发现真的那个鱼类的保护区里面非常非常多各种漂亮的鱼，他非常的惊艳。
I guess that just shows under a normal environment, if people just didn't fish anywhere, there'd be fish everywhere. But the fact that this was just the fish's home, and this is where they stayed, and they had no reason to go anywhere, and they were safe from being caught. So there was a lot of fish.But anyway, there's a lot of fish, but it was a sanctuary, it was a space specifically provided for the fish, set aside from something else.
好，但是就是说这个区域呢就有特别多的鱼，有可能是它的自然环境造成的，鱼粉很喜欢待在那边，那它也又是一个所谓的 sanctuary, 就是一个保护区，让这些鱼呢在这个地方就特别的安全，所有的人是不能捕鱼的。
And that's the analogy that we can look at in God's plan. God has put us into a safe place.
Huh?
Well, it's like God has us in His sanctuary. We've been put into a safe place.
Where?
In His plan. With His protection.
You know? So
Yeah, but I've got to talk about that here. It's on the chart.
好，他现在要讲的就是说呢，神呢也给我们，在他的计划里也有给我们一个保护区。好，所以我们在那里面是会得到很好的保护跟安慰的。
Yeah, and actually we'll see that here. See, in phase one, salvation, looking at the chart, now you're given imputed righteousness, and we've talked a lot about that, but you're also placed in a position of sanctification in Christ.
好，所以呢，在我们第一个阶段，当我们信主的那个时候，我们得到了救恩，然后我们就得到了神给予的这个公义，同时呢，在我们就被神会放进了一个非常神圣的位置。
Okay, we'll just look at that verse here. So we had 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 2. So let's have a look at this.
哥林多前书一章二节。
Now you see the word here in English, just to look at the English first, unto the church of God which is at Corinth, to them that are sanctified in Christ Jesus. See, we have the word sanctified here, right? And this should be hagios, there it is, hagiadzo. Okay, and the word in Chinese is?
好，在这边就写说呢，哥林多写信给在哥林多神的教会里，就是在基督里分别为圣，蒙召做圣徒的。所以这边就是被分别为圣，就是那个被圈起来为圣的一个。
And I think that's a pretty good translation, by phrumbia, right? So it means you're separated unto God.
所以这个边分别为圣是一个非常棒的一个翻译啊、哦，它就是说你被从不圣的分别出来。
And notice these words here, Ben. Maybe you can put a red marker on it. See where I'm pointing the arrow there in Christo Jesu. So That's it. And the Greek here, it's very simple. En just means in. So you have the first word there, and in Jesus Christ. So we're sanctified into Jesus Christ.
所以这个地方呢，它圈起来的是希腊文哈，它就说 in Jesus Christ， 就是因着耶稣基督而分别为圣。
Actually, it says Christ Jesus, but you know, they're emphasizing the messiahship first here. So in Christ Jesus.
不过这边是讲的是基督耶稣，不是耶稣基督哈，是基督耶稣。他特别强调他是基督。
Okay, and that's emphasizing your positional sanctification. So you're sanctified with a position of being in Jesus Christ.
所以这个呢，基本上是你，我们因着耶稣基督被特别分别出来，被放在一个成圣的位置。
And you should remember this, that every time you see the words in Christ in Scripture, this is relating to the baptism of the Holy Spirit.
每一次我们以后要记得，每次看到说 in Christ, 就是在基督里，它其实是代表的是我们受到圣灵的洗礼。
Because remember, it's the baptism, and the word baptism means identified. It's the baptism of the Holy Spirit, which brings you and puts you in union with Jesus Christ.
这个所谓洗礼哈，这个字呢，其实它有一个很被明确 baptism means
identified
是代表被认定，也就是说我们。在洗礼的那个时，那一个动作就是一个被认定的。
Okay.
我们是被圣灵认定，因着耶稣，因着基督。
If you're not familiar with that, or you need to review that, remember we have on the IB Doctrine website is the doctrine of the seven baptisms, and you need to be very clear about that.
好，也许大家有点忘记了，所以大家其实可以回去。到那个上校的网，上校牧师的网站里面去看七种洗礼。
Actually, it's on the IB Doctrine one, so I'll put the. Oh, actually, I'll tell you what. I'll send the document through into the Line and WeChat groups tomorrow.
好，那个 Tim 会把这一段这个经文的内容，不是，就是整个上校牧师写的东西发给我们，来再读一下。
Okay, but again, you need to understand that the baptism of the Holy Spirit is what puts you in Christ. Again, every time you see the words in Christ, that happened because of the baptism of the Holy Spirit.
所以我们要记得的就是任何时候你看到在基督里 in Christ, 你就要想到是我们是被圣灵洗礼。
So that's stage one. When you believed in Jesus Christ, you got that, and that's yours forever.
这是当我们相信耶稣基督的时候呢，我们得到的救恩的同时，我们就是在被圣灵洗礼，而这个是我们永远都可以的拿回来的。
And just like your imputed righteousness we see here, it's not related to whether you sin or whether you name your sins to God the Father or anything like that. This is yours forever. It's given in grace, so you can never lose that.
所以我们要记得就是说呢，这个因这个所谓被授予的公义是当我们信耶稣得到救恩的那一刻我们就得到了。好，是不需要再去思考说哦，我们是要认罪的时候每一次他已经就给我们了。
Okay, now the other example I have up here, this is 1 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 30. So we'll just have a quick look at that.
我们再去看一下哥林多前书一章三十节。
But of him you are in, so you have this again, you are in Christ Jesus, who of God is made to us wisdom and righteousness, that's perfect imputed righteousness, and sanctification and redemption.
是神使你们在基督耶稣里，又是神使他成为我们的智慧、公义、圣洁和救赎。
Now remember, this is Paul talking to the Corinthians, and the Corinthians were really bad people.
要记得哦，这个是保罗在跟这个哥林多教会的人讲道，而这些这个教会里面还蛮多不好的人。
Right. And actually, it's interesting, Paul is going to use a tactic which we learn in a speaking club, actually. It's called the sandwich method. When you're giving somebody an evaluation, first you say something nice, and then you can criticize them, and then you say something nice again.
好，这个呢， 保罗用的这个技巧称之为三明治技巧，就是说你要去跟人家讲一些事情呢，你要先说他的好话，然后再给他一些批评，然后再给他一些称赞，这就叫三明治的方式来沟通。
Yeah, now Paul has a lot of things to criticize about the Corinthian church.
其实保罗有非常多事情想要这个责批评这个哥林多教会的人。
But what he does have to commend them, to say, you know, you've done something very good here, is that you've believed in Jesus Christ and you have eternal life.
所以呢，保罗呢，先他的技巧就是先告诉他们，你们真的是已经得救的，所以你们有做了对的事情。
Yeah, so that's something very nice, he says at the start. You're all in Christ and you have your eternal life and you'll never lose that.
就说一开始他就说啊，你们都在基督耶稣里，然后你们都会有永生。
And then later on, he goes on to tell them how useless they are and how God is punishing them.
然后之后呢，他就会跟他们讲说啊，你们这些人多没用啊，神真的是要处罚你们。
And there was one guy who was sleeping with his stepmother, for example, and he points that out to him.
他甚至在教会里面说，哎，有一个人，你讲那个人呢，他还跟他的继母发生关系。
And how they're still following in their old traditions of worshipping the old Greek gods and being very emotional and things like this.
然后他们甚至还很多人在对那个希腊的那些神啊在做敬拜，同时呢也变得还是一样的非常的这个情绪不稳定。
But he reminds them, like in this verse here, at the end of chapter 1, you are in Christ Jesus, and you have his righteousness and sanctification and redemption.
但他开头就跟 他们讲说，你们呢是的确是在基督耶稣里的，而且神呢 使你们成为有智慧、公义、圣洁跟救赎的人。
Okay, so that's relating to positional sanctification, meaning their position in Christ.
所以呢，这个就叫做被放在圣神圣里面。所以这个是因着基督耶稣，他们被区隔开来，让他有成圣的角色。
Okay, and again, that relates to phase one, making that decision to believe in Jesus Christ.
而这是当你在成为神的信徒的那个决定。然后受到圣灵洗礼的那一刻就开始了。
Okay, and then you have phase two. That's the spiritual life, and relating to righteousness, we have what's called experiential righteousness.
所以呢，第二阶段呢是在我们的属灵生活中，我们学习经由学习到经验的公义。
We say experiential because.It's not really something you feel, of course, but this is what you gain from your experience, i.e., or that is, like, through learning Bible doctrine and applying Bible doctrine based on your volition, on your free will.
这是这个所谓的经验式的公义，是因为我们愿意学习圣经的教义，然后我们有一个正向的这个意志，要选择去运用我们所学习的这些圣经教义，所以我们得到了这种称之为经验式的公义。
Yeah, we're talking about your Christian experience.
这就是我们所谓的这个基督徒的经验。
Okay, and it's the same with sanctification. See, the more that you learn doctrine and the more you apply, then the more you are being separated from the cosmic system.
而这个里呢，我们也得到了所谓的经验的成圣。那这就是意思是说，我们学的越多圣经的教义，我们越能够跟属世的所有的人事物中被区隔开来。
And of course, this first takes place in your soul and the way that you change your thinking. You're separating yourself from all those cosmic ideas.
这呢，就是第一个，我们从我们的魂里面学习到什么是真正的神的公义，然后我们呢就可以有办法从一个意志的决定中呢，我们把自己从属世的整个系统中区隔开来，不受到属世系统的影响。
But also in a practical sense, sometimes it means you're physically being separated from temptations.
而且甚至呢，我们也被从所有的诱惑中被，我们可以自己下决定把从诱惑中把我们自己区隔开来。
Maybe you have to separate yourself from a certain friend or a member of the family or something. It's always tempting you to get involved in sin.
甚至呢，我们自己呢，也把我们可以从朋友或家人一直要拉我们往罪走的那些人之间呢，区隔开来。
Well, there's certain behaviors or addictions that you're involved in, and you need to separate yourself from those physically.
我们甚至呢，要把我们从一些我们不好的欲望、诱惑，或者是一些坏的习惯里面，把我们自己区隔开来。
I think there's a lot of people that spend all their day maybe watching the news. They become news junkies because they want to be involved in what's happening with the news.
Soap opera.
Or soap operas. But talking about the news, some people might justify it. See, they can say, well, I need to keep up with the news, but that just makes them angry. Well, if watching the news is going to make you angry, you need to stay away from it.
就像有些人呢，每天都觉得说，哦，我一定要看新闻，然后但是这些新闻又天天让他进入这种气愤的那种的罪恶的状态。所以呢，照理说，我们应该要学习把我们自己从看每天一定要看那些烂新闻的位置挪开。
But soap operas is also an example. If you're wasting all your time watching soap operas, other people get addicted. It could be sports or even like pornography, for example. You know, all of those things you need to be separated from because they're not part of your spiritual life.
那有些人呢，他是很沉迷于这个看这个连续剧啦，或者是沉迷于看这个体育的比赛啦，甚至沉迷于看一些这种色情的东西啊。这些东西都我们必须要让我们自己远离它的，我们就必须要做到分开，与他们分开。
But the decision and discernment to separate yourself from those things begins with the Word of God. Beginning to change your attitude, knowing that you need to go God's highway, not the my way highway, and then making decisions based on that.
我们必须要下决定，是要跟随着我们的学习到神给我们的道，我们要经常的重复的去温习神给我们的道，让我们不要去走我们自己的那个所谓个人的高速公路，我们要去走神给我们的道，我们必须要从这样的分辨中让我们自己走在神给我们的道上。
And so we see that sanctification concept coming up again here in John 17:17.
约翰福音十七章十七节呢，就提到成圣的方法。
Now this is Jesus Christ praying to God the Father. He's praying for his disciples.
这是耶稣基督呢为他的学生们所向天父做的祷告。
Now he's saying to God the Father, please sanctify them through your truth. Your word is truth.
所以他是跟天父说，天父啊，请用你的真理使他们成圣。
He's saying, maintain your faithfulness in providing doctrine for my believers, for my disciples.
耶稣基督其实是在跟天父感谢说，请你给这些学生们你的真理。
Now remember, at this point when Jesus is praying, there was none of the New Testament. It's going to be 20 years before the first book.
要记得这个时候呢，耶稣基督在做这样的祷告的时候还没有新约哦，因为新约是后来几十年后才被写的嘛，所以他当时是在跟天父用祷告，所以被约翰记录下来。
Okay, but your word doesn't have to be the word written down.
所以所谓神天父你的话语，这个意思不见得是说被写下来的才是你的话语。
50 days after Jesus Christ was resurrected from the dead, then you have the day of Pentecost, and the gift of tongues came. And many, many different spiritual gifts came to the church.
要记得耶稣他这个十字架后50天，就是他死后50天，他五旬节发生的时候，那时候圣灵降临，那时候圣灵给了我们非常多的礼物，包括当时他的所有的门徒们全部都开始有这个说方言的能力。好，这是其一，就是那时候圣灵给了非常多的礼物。
And see, the speaking in tongues, that was giving the gospel message to those who couldn't understand their local language.
那这个所谓的这个方言的这个礼物呢，是因为当时有非常多人他们是没有办法用当地的语言听得懂，所以他们就没有办法得到福音，所以他才会给这些信徒们这个方言，可以让他们可以去传福音。
And then there were other spiritual gifts relating to teaching the word of God, like the gift of evangelist and the gift of the pastor teacher.
包括呢他还给下来的这个就是能够教导好这个传福音 等等的，甚至这些各种圣灵的礼物。
So even before the New Testament was written down, these people, these believers that wanted to study, could learn the Word of God, and they were sanctified by the Word of God. They became separate from the sins.
所以呢，他同时呢，也让他们呢，能够从他们的罪中被分别为圣。好，这也是一个神的礼物。
Okay, now the Zoom time is just about up, and okay, so we'll just stop for a very short break, and then we'll open up, maybe at 3:45, and we'll just finish off with the last.
好，我们休息五分钟，再回来，我们在四点的时候可以结束。